My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And the man at the other end of the line went to school there. He also went to University School, which is now home of the Houston Texans this week as they practice to get ready to play Pittsburgh. He is Chris Rose, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Chris.
Good. How are you?
Good. Before I get into Browns, I just want to say I was really excited. I was following you on Instagram today, and I saw you're going to do a reunion show with Best Damn Sports Show. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it's about a week and a half away. I don't know if you guys have heard this thing that Michael Rubin's been putting together, but it's called Fanatics Fest, and it's going to be up at the Javits Center in New York City. And for people that are familiar with Comic-Con, which is a big thing, I believe it's usually in San Diego, if not exclusively there, it's kind of sports version of that. So they're going to have a bunch of rotating shows on their center stage, and we're one of them. They approached Tom Arnold about it a while back, and so Tom kind of threw a fishing line out at us, and everybody but John Kruk, who's got a commitment with the Phillies, will be there from the original, kind of most original cast, if you will. So super excited about it.
Will John Boy put that back out, or can we watch that at all, or is that just kind of in-house?
You know, I'm still finding out if it's going to get streamed. I would hope it is, because I've been getting that question an awful lot. Obviously, they're trying to get as many people to roll through New York City as possible, but
sure,
that just can't happen with a large section of your fan base. So I'm hopeful. We've put together what we think is a pretty fun show for the day, and I can't wait, because it's still the show I get asked about the most.
That's cool. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Chris. I hope that after it's done, it makes its way onto YouTube or something. So,
yeah, I hope so too. I really do.
So, have you scratched the number 4 off of your flip chart for Saturday's game?
Yeah, I don't even think I put him on it to start out with, because I had a feeling he wasn't going to play. I am curious about some other people, but I think that, I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to Coach Stefanski yet. We do have a production meeting with him. He's usually pretty good about giving us an idea of who is and who isn't playing. And, you know, I mean, it's not like it's trade secrets. It's preseason. So, but it's important for us as Browns fans, because look at how many people we ended up playing last year in a playoff run that you were like, yeah, not a big deal if they play or not. Well, they ended up being starters. some of them in a playoff game. So you want to familiarize yourself. It's fun. And hell, football's back. So let's just roll.
Yeah, Chris will be the voice of the Cleveland Browns on television, on the Cleveland Browns preseason television network across the state. Nathan Zagura will hop on there, too. Aditi Kikabala will also be on the broadcast with Chris again, who returns again for another season. I know we talked about this a lot last year with you having the, you know, to be able to do these games. But as you walk into another season of this, just your thoughts on what we're going to see with a team that seems like they filled all the holes they needed to in the offseason and just got stronger depth-wise outside of the quarterback spot.
I think they got stronger at the quarterback spot. Yeah. As well, going into the season. I mean, none of us knew that Joe Flacco was a part of the equation at this time last year. Heck, we didn't even know he was a part of the equation in October of last year. So I think having a guy like Jameis, who I think Jameis's best work, to be honest with you, is done behind closed doors in Berea. He is a guy that has become like a tremendous leader in the NFL and a guy that people gravitate toward. You know, I didn't love it that he was basically like Grady Sizemore. He was a 30-30 guy, I think, his last season in Tampa Bay. But hopefully a few years in New Orleans may have cured those ills. And I'm excited to kind of see him play on Saturday against the Packers, even if it's just a few series. The rest of the team, you know, there's not a lot of spots available on this squad, assuming everybody's healthy. But that's a large assumption. We already have a bunch of guys that are down and going to be down for a considerable amount of time throughout camp. And that's why I do think that these three games matter for a lot of young, talented players.
Chris, I wasn't sure if your phone dropped or if you stopped. So there you go. Sorry for the pause there. I'm real happy with the fact that the Browns went out and brought in Jameis Winston to start this season. And I think it's a direct reflection on, you know, what happened last year and then Flacco being, you know, coming in and saving the day. I would think if NFL teams, it might be something that they try to do more often if there were available quarterbacks. And that's the thing to me that is interesting about this. If you look at backup quarterbacks in the NFL, how many of them really give their team a whole lot of confidence? And I think that might be a good separator for the Browns this year if anything were to happen. Is there a better way to develop guys to be backup quarterbacks than having them be guys who washed out as starting quarterbacks?
Well, let's take, for example, the team that we're playing on Saturday, the Green Bay Packers. Do you even know who their backup quarterback is?
I do not.
Okay. So it's Sean Clifford, who it felt like spent about 9 years at Penn State, and Michael Pratt, who was a 7 out of Tulane this year. Those are the two guys that they've got. So if something happens to Jordan Love,
yep,
they are going with either a second-year guy or a rookie at this point. For a team that has extremely high aspirations, I think they're as high as the Browns, to be honest with you, that's trouble. It can be trouble. And the Browns learned, I kind of feel like, a little bit the hard way last year. Remember, they felt like, okay, we're in a good spot. Deshaun Watson is going to be with us a full season. When the guy has been around, he hasn't been injured, you know, outside of the rookie year ACL. But other than that, no injuries. He's there every week. But, you know, Josh Dobbs is a guy that we feel like we can. And then all of a sudden, DTR explodes in the preseason. They're like, nope, he's good enough. And then week 4, Baltimore happens. And they throw DTR to the Wolves, and it was ugly. I think it was 28-3. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, we felt good about DTR in the preseason. We really like him. They loved him coming out of the draft at UCLA. And he just wasn't ready. So there could be, I mean, hell, the Jets last year. Look at what happened after one series. And they thought they were going to be okay because Zach Wilson was the number 2 overall pick. Well, that didn't happen. It's just, you're playing with fire if you're going to go with an unproven guy. Sometimes it works out, a la Tom Brady, but that's 25 years ago now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works out, a Kurt Warner, but that's Super Bowl 34. We're talking about, you know, 25 years ago. But if you don't have a guy like Jameis Winston in this league, boy, you're just playing with it.
Hey, Chris, what are your thoughts on this Brandon Ayuk situation, and where is he going to end up? And is he going to stay in San Francisco? Is he in Pittsburgh? You think he's going to end up here? What do you think?
So I was at Niners camp yesterday for NFL Network, and so we were kind of right in the thick of the sauce. And he was in the building, from what we understood. We didn't see him, but we had heard from people there that he was attending meetings and everything. Throughout training camp, he has been on the practice field at times. That obviously did not happen yesterday, because that's where, you know, the most vocal voices have been. It kind of crescendoed yesterday. My gut feeling is that he moves. With the people that we spoke with and how far along things are, it sounds like it's really in Brandon Ayuk's court at this point. He has to decide with whom he wants to sign an extension right now. There's no way in the world he gets traded and doesn't sign one. That'd be ridiculous for whatever team trades for him. For me, it's probably most interesting from the Niners' standpoint, because if they had traded him before the draft, they could have gotten a pick this year that would have helped them. Now, you could be stuck. I mean, they have to get something back that can help them this year, whether that's another young receiver, an ascending receiver from a team, whether that's maybe an extra defensive back, maybe a lineman, because their line is still kind of outside of Trent Williams. But it's going to have to be picks, multiple picks, and a player is my guess.
Well, if you're a team that has an abundance of offensive linemen, Chris,
mm-hmm.
Is that something that might interest them? Or do you think Amari Cooper would have to be involved in a deal?
I don't think that Amari Cooper is, from what we heard yesterday, it doesn't sound like that's something that would happen. And once again, you have to think about this. If you want to kind of read between tea leaves, Amari Cooper practiced yesterday. If there was any possibility that the Browns were in discussion with the Niners and Amari Cooper's name had been brought up, he would not have practiced.
Like Kendrick Bourne didn't practice for the Patriots a couple of days ago. Same kind of deal.
Or like any baseball player that gets pulled out of a game in the middle of a game. Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, take the Jack Flaherty example, right? He was supposed to start against us a week ago Monday, the day before the trade deadline. They said, you know what, take the day off. Wait until you get, and he ends up getting traded 24 hours later to the Dodgers. That's probably a good example.
Chris, let's switch over to baseball then. Your thoughts on the Guardians and where they're going with this thing right now. This is a huge weekend against Minnesota, and you've got back-to-back double. You got a doubleheader today, and you got a day off, and then another doubleheader on Friday in Minnesota, which seems weird.
Well, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. The Diamondbacks come here for one series, right. And there's...
No, I'm talking more about the Minnesota. Like, I don't understand why they didn't play... I'm the only guy in town talking about this, but I don't understand why they wouldn't just play doubleheader on Saturday rather than Friday.
My guess is because I haven't checked Minnesota's schedule, but my guess is that they're off tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams probably agreed, you know what, let's get the doubleheader out of the way after an off day. That's my guess.
Yeah, the other one I thought was because of TV, the night game's on Apple TV, the day game I think is on MLB TV. That was the only other reason why
The day game's only on MLB TV because it's a...
Right now,
day game.
Yeah, okay.
Because they picked it up. That's not an originally scheduled game or anything.
Kind of weird. All right, so how big is this weekend then, my friend?
Well, I mean, it's pretty substantial. The Twins have been playing very, very good baseball, and they're going to be amped up there. They are winless this year against us, Baltimore, and New York, and those are three teams that if they make the playoffs, they're going to have to beat more than zero times. And so that, you know, I'm sure they're talking about that a lot in the clubhouse right now, a lot. As far as we go, it's, we're kind of grasping at it right now, guys. We don't have, I heard the soundbite from Boater right before I came on that, you know, we're kind of trying to figure it out and piece it together. You know, when's Alex Cobb going to be here and help us out? When is Matthew Boyd going to be ready? And then you know, the other night, the Diamondbacks came back twice against our bullpen, which just, that doesn't happen. They might get one guy, but to get two guys in that game, that's virtually unheard of this year. And it's why when I do spend a little bit of time on social media, just want everybody to take a deep breath. You know, Stephen Vogt, he keeps ruining our games because when we're down one, he's putting in pitchers that we shouldn't put in. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I've covered this game a long time. Bullpens are the number one thing that fans do not understand. You don't know who's sore. You don't know who's available. You don't, you know, guys have been used 4 out of 6 days. You can't use them all the time because this is when it's going to show up, is August and September, when guys walk in there and can barely lift their arms above their head. So you just have to, if somebody's in a bullpen, you have to use them at some point. And I know it doesn't sound ideal, but it's the honest to God truth. So you just have to be patient with the sort of situation we're in.
What do you think about Alex Cobb? I can't wait to see him throw, and I hope he has plenty of juice left to go, but he hasn't thrown a pitch yet this year.
Yeah, that part I'm not worried about. I just want, you know, it's more the health with him. And when he's been available over the last 3 years, he has been a good pitcher. He's been a good pitcher, not serviceable, good. So I think it was worth the risk. You know, obviously guys like Scooble and Crochet didn't move at the deadline. I don't know what it would have taken to get Jack Flaherty in our division. That's a guy I would have looked at. I would have looked at Yusei Kikuchi, who ended up getting traded from Toronto to Houston. But, you know, we're certainly trying to make way with a guy, a 37-year-old guy who's been oft injured, but when he's been on the field, he's been pretty good.
All right, Chris. Well, we're bringing good weather in for you. We had bad weather yesterday, like all kinds of trouble here in Northeast Ohio.
But is everybody okay? Yeah, everybody all right?
Yeah, that was the first question. Our family's good. Jeff's everybody around here. But yep. There are a lot of friends of ours that or family that I knew of that got completely displaced because their roof came off their house, or there was a fire department that had a roof come off, and then just crazy weather here. So hopefully by the time you get here, everything will be good, calm. It'll be Chris Rose, Chamber of Commerce weather for you this weekend.
Gotta like that.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited. I love being there for those games. I get back-to-back weekends in the hometown. What else? You know? Who's got it better than me?
Nobody. Are you at another camp today or no? You were in San Francisco yesterday, so I'm just curious.
No, just home doing a few things before I got to hit the road.
All right, Chris, we look forward to seeing you this weekend on the Browns television preseason television network. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it as always.
All right, thanks, see you Saturday, buddy. My friend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chris Rose, always nice enough to join us and great part of the show, and we love having him on. Of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and of course, you'll be able to watch him on TV, but I know you'll be listening to the game on 92.3 The Fan, so I'll just let you know it that way. So, and when we come back, I want to talk about the Guardians because they've got a doubleheader today after the rainout yesterday, and then, as Jeff and I have been talking about, you got this huge series against Minnesota coming up over the weekend, so you've got all kinds of rotation. A lot of it's almost like a chess match trying to figure out some of the things that the team's going to be doing over the next couple days. So we're going to talk about that when we return. Plus, Mike Silver is going to join us at high noon too. So we got all kinds of fun stuff. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.